San Francisco's Museums for All program, which started back in 2019, provides qualifying households free or reduced fee access to most of the city's cultural institutions. As KCBS's David Welch reports, now in its fifth year, the program is producing some impressive results.
Mayor London Breed designed a program that's incredibly easy to use. Present an EBT or Medicare card, have proof of San Francisco residency, and just like that, four free museum tickets are yours. According to a new study, a lot of people are doing just that. Over 130,000 last year alone.
When San Francisco Museums for All, you know, allows and lowers the barrier for all families to be able to go to museums.
That's Carol Tang, executive director of the Children's Creativity Museum. She says there's an element of affordability at play, but there's also the void that access to a free museum can provide.
I think we've really understood that kids need to be with other kids, and they need to be with kids of different backgrounds.
The study looked at the first full year since the program went from pilot to permanent. In addition to some impressive participant totals, the study showed an improvement in racial and economic diversity of visitors as well.
Museums are one of the few places left in San Francisco and in society where people of all backgrounds can come together.
David Welch, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.